Chapter 9. I came home and the phone was blinking, pale blue. Didn't know what to do, so I punched operator. A pretty young girl's head materialized in the cube.
"Jefferson operator," she said. "May I help you?"
"Yes, what does it mean when the cube is blinking blue?"
"Huh?
What does it mean when the phone..."
"Are you serious?"
I was getting a little tired of this kind of thing. "It's a long story, honest. I don't know."
"When it blinks blue, you're supposed to call the operator."
"Okay, here I am."
"No, not me. The real operator. Punch 9, then punch 0.
I did that, and an old harridan appeared.
"Obereda.
This is William Mandela at 301-525-74-3975. I was supposed to call you."
"Just a second."
She reached outside the field of view and typed something.
"You got a call from 605-19-556-2027.
I scribbled it down on the pad by the phone. "Where's that?"
"Just a second. South Dakota."
"Thanks." I didn't know anybody in South Dakota. A pleasant-looking old woman answered the phone.
"Yes?"
"I had a call from this number. I'm..."
"Oh, Sergeant Mandela, just a second."
I watched the diagonal bar of the holding pattern for a second, then 50 or so more. Then a head came into focus. Mary Gay.
"William, I had a heck of a time finding you."
"Darling, me too. What are you doing in South Dakota?"
"My parents live here in a little commune. That's why it took me so long to get to the phone."
She held up two grimy hands.
"Digging potatoes."
"But when I checked, the records said..." "The records in Tucson said your parents were both dead."
"No, they're just dropouts. You know about dropouts? New name, new life? I got the word through a cousin."
"Well, have you been? Like the country life?"
"That's one reason I've been wanting to get you. Willie, I'm bored. It's all very healthy and nice, but I want to do something dissipated and wicked. Naturally, I thought of you."
"I'm flattered. Pick you up at 8? She checked a clock above the phone.
"No. Look, let's get a good night's sleep. Besides, I've got to get in the rest of the potatoes. Meet me at the Ellis Island Jetport at 10 tomorrow morning. Transworld Information Desk."